Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
And this morning we are talking to Corey. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning.
So you went on a date with a guy named Brett, and you thought this date went great. Do I have that correctly?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so let's talk about what you did on the date.
His team was playing, and so we decided to go to a sports bar, which, you know, I was really happy that that's what he suggested to do, because it's just something that we both bond over. We love football.
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
Cute.
How'd you guys meet?
Oh, so we met out actually at a bar, and we started talking about the upcoming football season and then kind of hit it off from there.
So okay. For all you kids out there, that's how we used to meet. Serendipitously, and then we had to talk to people at first. Yeah. And there was no indicator, nothing like happened. You guys didn't have a fight or anything like that that would make you think this is why?
Yeah, it was like, you know, such a great date, and I thought I had a great time overall, so I'm not sure why he's not calling back.
Okay, well, we have Brett on hold, and we're going to tell him why he's on hold, and you'll be able to hear everything we talk about, and we'll conference you guys together and see if we can sort this all out, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right. Corey's now on hold. Let's talk to Brett. Good morning, Brett.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, it's Gavin and Katie. We're the Wake Up Call, and you're on something called the Second Date Update, and we just got done talking to Corey about your first date, and do you think that the first date went okay? Because she would love to go on a second date and doesn't think that you want to at all.
She would like to go on a second date? No, the date did not go good.
The date did not go well. Okay. Oh, okay. Well, let's talk about this. Why didn't the date go well?
We went to go catch the Broncos game, and I don't know. I think she has like a mental issue or something like that. She kind of lost it. She was talking smack, yelling at me, screaming at wait staff. It was weird. It got really aggressive. But yeah,
wait, yelling at you about what?
Basically, I don't know if you guys caught the game, but it was a close game. I was hoping my boy Bo would pull it out, but the whole time she was talking trash about the Broncos nonstop, just telling me how the coaching staff is terrible. We made terrible trades, terrible draft picks. We're worthless, and we haven't done anything good since Peyton Manning. I'm like, yo, lady, you need to calm down right
okay.
now, okay? I'm into this team because of my dad, all right? Why don't you take it easy? And
wow.
She's screaming stats in my face. I'm like, I don't know. Are you looking this up on your phone right now? Like, is there something wrong with you?
Did you say to her at any point, like, okay, let's calm down?
A couple times, and I said it in a nice, joking way because she was ribbing me, so I wasn't throwing jabs back. I was just kind of receiving the whole thing. She's like, you guys got Tim Tebow. Remember Tim Tebow? He's garbage.
Yeah,
garbage.
I mean, he is garbage.
But, dude, this is insane.
Okay, all right, hold on a second. Let's talk to Corey.
She really is a football fan.
Corey, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Is this all accurate?
Yeah, and it's hilarious to me. Like, I mean, what kind of fan can't take the heat for when their team sucks?
Now, hold on a second, though. There is a fine line. There's not even a fine line. Sometimes it's a big, bold line between ribbing to be playful and, like, busting somebody's balls so relentlessly that it's annoying and a turnoff. You don't think you went over that line?
No, it was all just in good fun spirits. I mean, I wasn't crossing a line.
Could you tell that he was getting irritated or no?
I could say a little bit, but it was like we were both still laughing about it, though. I didn't think you were as fragile as your offensive line. You're such a weak little man.
You see what I'm saying?
Hold on. I think it's very obvious Brett is not interested in a second date.
And although I will say I do think Brett might be sort of guilty of the same crime in that, like, both are taking the whole situation of just these football games or this particular game that they watched really seriously. Right?
It was an emasculating experience, okay?
Listen, I'm an Eagles fan. For anybody who's new, the Eagles only got good in like the last 5 years, really. Most of my life, the Eagles have been trash. And I know what it feels like to sit in a room where your team is losing and have people just barrage you with ball busting. It sucks. And is Brett taking this a little inexplicably too hard? Maybe. Maybe, Brett.
Yeah,
I said
absolutely.
Maybe. But Corey, this is not a second. This is not a good match.
No.
I mean, I just think the man can take the heat. And hey, I mean, good luck to you and your Eagles fans. I mean, they definitely have something going for them now that the Eagles finally can make a decent turnover. But
yeah,
I mean,
well,
they've sucked in the past.
I'm not worried about the Eagles, and you and I are not on a date, so you don't get to bust my balls. All right. Have a great day, okay. Both of you. And there is definitely not a second date on the second date update.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.